This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And something new at CHI Mercy Health that we're going to talk about this morning. Tim Smith is Mercy Outpatient Imaging Manager. What's all the excitement about this week?
Good morning, Kyle. We're going to have an open house today for a new modality that we have. It's a PET scanner. We've partnered up with Heritage Imaging to bring this state-of-the-art PET scanner to Douglas County to help our patients that we serve.
So when you say PET scanner, some people are going to go and they're going to have the wrong idea. So explain what that means.
PET stands for positron emissions tomography. And what it does is we inject a radioactive isotope into a patient, and we lay him on a table, goes through a gantry that detects the amount of radiation coming out of the patient. Cancer cells are driven by sugar, so this simulates a sugar. It intensifies the isotope in the area of cancer, so it helps us detect that focal spot in the body.
How long have you guys had this?
This brand new trailer started in July.
So. And what was the idea about it? Because it sounds like it's pretty rare.
It is. We're happy to announce that this is the one of two digital platform PET scanners in the state of Oregon. So the sensitivity is higher, scan times less, less isotope to the patients with much improved image quality. I'll let Tyler here talk a little bit about the AI aspect of it when that comes up. But it's something that we asked for Heritage, and they said yes, and we can provide the best quality care possible in the PET scan field.
So, Tyler, yeah, tell us more about it, and especially the AI part. I'm pretty interested in that.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Kyle. This is Tyler Holand with Heritage Imaging. The AI component helps a few things. Reduce scan times, which is faster throughput for the patient themselves. Also reduced exposure to radiation. And then also image enhancement through the digital AI platform as far as better image quality, crisper images, and then tighter fields. So overall, it's the next generation is where things are going. And we're really excited to bring this to Roseburg.
And talk about the event today, people's opportunity to see this.
Yeah, so from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we're having an open house for anybody in the community that have had a family member that had a PET scan or think someday they might require one. We want them to feel comfortable about what it looks like, what will happen, what to expect when they come in. And so we're opening the doors, let people come in, look around, see what the atmosphere is in there, talk to some technologists, the people who will be scanning you, talk to some staff over at the Outpatient Imaging Center, and kind of feel comfortable about if you ever have to have this type of exam that you kind of know what to expect from it.
Tyler, what goes into creating something like this device?
Oh, going into create, that's a really good question. A lot of science and a lot of physics behind creating a PET scan. They've been around for quite a long time, but moving from an analog to a digital now to this AI platform, a lot of work goes into it. Outside of that, I think what to expect as individuals come in there is just an overall just ease of atmosphere, quiet space, and a helpful hand.
Well, and I know sometimes people get a little daunted by walking into a room and they feel like they're now part of a science experiment or something. What do you say to about the aspect of this that makes it a comfortable atmosphere?
What you do, well, we've got good music going. We like to create a relaxed atmosphere in there. Really talk to the patient, explain the exam, let them know what to expect, and kind of walk them through, you know, hand side by side, hand with hand, to get them through the exam together.
And obviously this is coming at a time that they're probably a little nervous in general about the prognosis and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a very scary time for people. A lot of it's either it's initial diagnosis or it's follow-up care from some other scan that they may have had. So our goal is to make them as comfortable as possible, and again, be a team member for the patient and get them through that.
And Tim, what would you say about the aspect of this being one of only two in Oregon? Because a lot of times people feel like for a lot of things, they've got to get in a car and get on a freeway.
Yeah, we're excited about it. A while back, we felt like we weren't meeting the expectations of our community, both what the providers needed and requested and what the patients deserve. So we reached out to Heritage, and part of our contractual agreement was we want the best for our community. And so they delivered, and that's what we have now. It's the best. If you need a PET scan, we have the best PET scanner available on the market today.
Okay, and again, what time is this happening today?
Open house from 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock this afternoon.
All right, and if people don't know where the imaging is, where are you located?
We're off Harvard 1813 West Harvard Avenue in the Harvard Medical Park.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:37
at the Morning Report.